And joining us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Southwest Livingston Wildcats, Tyler Anderson. Coach, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciate everything you do and think the Dream Team is a very special honor for the boys, so I appreciate you guys doing it.
And a couple of members on the Dream Team this year from your eight-man squad and a pair of juniors in Lake Crow and Keaton Eddins. Let's go ahead and we'll do them one at a time. Let's start with Keaton Eddins.
Absolutely. You know, Keaton, he was a junior this year for me. It's his second year playing football ever. He's a member of the Hale School. They co-op with us. He's been a real leader. He was a captain throughout the year for us. Just every practice, he busted his butt, and it really showed and rubbed off on the other kids as well. That's kind of why he was a captain for us. Just his hard work. He wasn't very outspoken, but just with his actions, you know, he was a true leader on our team and really pushed us this year. And you know, we had kind of a young team. We graduated six seniors last year, six starters, I should say. And so we had to have some young guys step up, and, you know, he really stepped up just for his being second year of football ever. He, you know, he knew the playbook in and out, and he was a real true leader and told other people what to do on the field.
So he's kind of a blue-collar type hard-working player that kind of led by example, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, he wouldn't ever yell at anybody, wouldn't really get in their face or anything, but he just made the others work harder just by, you know, just going out and doing it and showing them how to do it.
And is this the first year that Hale's co-opted with you guys?
This is our second year.
Second year. Okay.
So yeah, he played as a sophomore and then this year as a junior. So, you know, we really love having them. And, you know, he's really stepped up from over there. And he worked hard. He put on probably 15 pounds of muscle over the summer in the weight room and, you know, really put in the work. And it showed and it paid off.
And the other member of your squad that made the Dream Team this year, also a junior in Lake Crow. Let's talk about that young man.
You know, Lake had some pretty big shoes to fill with his brother being on our team the last 4 years, been a real staple for our team. And, you know, I kind of put a lot of pressure on Lake as far as having to step in and fill, you know, Ethan's role as far as being the main play caller, telling other people what their jobs were. He called offense and defense whenever he got it from me. So, you know, he had big shoes to fill, and I couldn't be more proud of him or more impressed with how he handled it. I'll be honest, I was worried before the season even started, and I told him that, but, you know, he really put in the time and he put in the work, and it really showed, and he was a captain for us as well. And, you know, he did his duties well, and ended up leading eight-man in rushing yards and touchdowns, and did a really good job for us.
Now, did he land on All-State team too, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, first team All-State, running back and defensive back, both of them. So, you know, he did a really good job there and got recognized by his peers.
And you mentioned, too, that he had some big shoes to fill. I'm sure it doesn't hurt your feelings any that you're going to have these two come back next year, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, I couldn't be more proud of the team that we had this year, just being, you know, so young and graduating all those guys. And, you know, they really stepped up huge for me. And it was just a really fun year. You know, I was worried about it before the season started. But, you know, after the first couple of days of practice and I saw how hard they were working, I knew, you know, regardless, win or lose, which we ended up coming out on top quite a bit, it was going to be a fun year, and they really made it a bright spot this year.
Now, the team captains, do you appoint those, or did the players vote on it?
We kind of rotated captains around. You know, I had three seniors; they stepped in as captains. Then I had even a couple sophomores that stepped in because they put in the work over the summer as well, and I'd appoint them captains as well. So, you know, the team didn't really vote on it, but it kind of went without saying. You know, the team would have voted everybody that I was picking anyway, so they knew, you know, just as far as the leadership, who was showing the putting in the work and, you know, leading by example. So they'd appointed them as well.
Well, and you mentioned the ability of Lake to kind of call the plays on both sides of the ball for you. How important is it as a coach to have that kind of extension of yourself out there on the field playing?
Oh, it's a huge asset, you know. I mean, that was one of the things I think we were so successful the last 4 years is Ethan was kind of like a coach out there on the field. And, you know, like I said, Lake stepped up and he was that for us this year. And, I expect the same thing for him next year as well. And, you know, I can't take anything away from all the other younger guys as well. Keaton, just for being his second year, he picked it up tremendously. And, you know, there was times where Lake would come out and Keaton would fill the shoes as far as calling the plays and telling other people what to do and things like that. So, you know, we're all on the same page, and, you know, we did lose three seniors, but I got a lot of young talent coming back, and, you know, this is the hardest working group I've ever had. So, you know, good things are going to happen in the future for Southwest football. I'm pretty excited.
Well, and you mentioned, too, Keaton being able to step in there, having only played a couple of years of football, this just being his second year, that says kind of a little bit about him being able to have almost a natural football IQ almost.
Oh, yeah. You know, you could tell last year some of those Hail boys, they had a kind of the deer in the headlights look, you know, not really sure what to expect and things like that. But, you know, towards the end of the season there last year, our senior Hayden Heisner over there stepped up. And this year, Keith Nelson and Keaton, they both stepped up big time as far as just their IQ and their work ethic and just, you know, leading by example and things like that. And I couldn't be more proud of Keaton or Lake, either one, for just how they stepped into those leadership roles after losing all those seniors. So I'm pretty proud of them.
Very well said. Again, our guest here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Southwest Livingston Wildcats, Tyler Anderson. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us and things. Is there anything we're leaving out? Anything else you want to add about Lake or Keaton here this evening?
Oh, I think we pretty much covered it all. You know, next year, you know, there are going to be a couple seniors, so, you know, they're going to step into even bigger roles and things like that. And I know they're going to put the hard work in over the summer. That's just their character, a testament to their character is how hard they work. And we're going to be pretty excited for next year's football season.
Coach Tyler Anderson of Southwest Livingston Wildcats on the Dream Team broadcast.